and welcome to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and I am super excited for this episode as I am joined by my two best friends, Josh Norris and Caden Brooks.
Rah, what's up?
Hello, thanks for having me.
I can't express how excited I am to show this episode with you guys. As I've been telling you in previous episodes, it has been a long time coming. I've been trying to get guests on this podcast for so long, and now we are finally fortunate enough to be able to be sitting here with you guys and being able to do this. We're going to go over a few things. We're going to be talking about our friendship, how we met, and how that's progressed in the past few years, as well as our high school graduation, what our career paths hope to be, and how they've helped me pursue my dream as a filmmaker, and how I've been introducing them to new and different types of films. So please, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. So I figured we'd kick off the story when I first met Josh, because this is really where our friendship began. We started talking around freshman year.
You were the period after me in, English class, mm-hmm. about fourth, fifth period. And
Sixth period, freshman year.
So he would be sitting there, I would look at him, and I'm like, who's this kid? And then he would say hi, and I'd be like, oh, I don't want to be rude. Hi back. And then sophomore year, towards the end of the year, we just started talking a little bit more. I started finding out Michael was actually a really cool dude. And I confessed some stuff to him. I'm not going to tell you guys what that was. That's classified.
Between us.
Yeah, between us. But and then, what was it? You know, we found out that we were transferring to Marana together, and I was like, I gotta be this guy's friend, because we're both gonna suffer if we don't.
We were both the fish out of water. We knew nobody. I mean, you knew some people, but, like, you didn't really know.
I barely knew anyone.
Yeah, barely knew anyone, so it was kind of a similar situation.
It was really only a few people from my church at the time, and I didn't even like them, so, to be honest, I mean, I didn't even know anyone, but me and Michael, we stuck together, and we, you know, we hit it off, and we became better friends, and now we're awesome together.
And we're practically brothers, that's what we refer to each other.
Now let's get into Caden, where he comes into the fold. Junior year...
Well, maybe we should go a little bit more into detail real quick. So, yeah, I don't know how many of you guys know. I mentioned it in previous episodes as well as some of my YouTube videos. As I said before, sophomore year wasn't particularly the best for me grade-wise, as I had moved out to Marana, yet I was still going to my old school just for the sake of I had already established myself there at the time, and I was surrounded by people I knew. And unfortunately, I put so much time and effort into the movie thing, which was my newfound love at the time, that I was neglecting my schoolwork in the process, and I paid the price for it, whereas of my first semester of sophomore year, I was failing 4 out of 6 of my classes, and that was pretty bad. And it wasn't until the end of the year that I decided, well, I guess truthfully, my parents forced me. I mean, we really had no other option, but I had to transfer out to Marina, and that was probably, at the time, I was very angry, as I didn't want to be the new kid, because I had never experienced anything like that. I mean, I had been the new kid going to, like, new schools and stuff, but this was my first time being truly the new kid going to a totally different school with different people in a very different location, like an hour or 2 hours away from everybody I had grown to know for the past 10 years. And I had remembered, at one point in time, I was talking about it, and Josh joined in to the conversation and said how he was moving out to Marana, and I was very excited. I asked him where he was moving to, and, he was just moving about, like, 15, 20 minutes away from my house.
Let's
so
just say
that
I
was
moved
pretty
out to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we jokingly refer to, for those of you guys who don't know, the three of us refer to each other as Earth's Mightiest Nerds, as we kind of all share the same loves of film, Marvel, Star Wars, like science fiction, video games and stuff. So we jokingly refer to Josh's home as Tatooine, as it's in the middle of nowhere, the desert, and it's very funny.
It actually kind of is like the Lars Moisture Farm, not gonna lie, because it's sort of a, as of right now, the time of this episode, we have chickens, we're thinking about getting cows and maybe a pig too. So yeah, it pretty much is a farm.
It pretty much is, and we were excited to find out that we would be going to the same high school. So fast forward to August 2018, BC, before Caden.
Yes, before me.
Which we just found out, which is now hilarious. I remember going to my first day of junior year, not knowing this at the time, but at the school we went to, only the freshmen went to school at normal time. At normal time. So, for those of you who don't know, our school started at 9 a.m. And on the first day of school, the freshmen go there at its normal time for freshman orientation. Why they do that on the first day of school and not a couple weeks before, I have no idea. But, unfortunately, that happens, and sophomores, juniors, and seniors don't show up till around noon. Me being the complete new kid, what a funny way to start it off. I show up all chipper, nervous, and I stand waiting outside my first classroom. And I was waiting, and I look around, and it's a little awkward as it's the first day of school, and class should be starting, and there's nobody around. It's very quiet, there's maybe like a few kids around, and I'm just standing there, I'm like, should I go in? Like, did people already go into the classrooms? Like, what's going on? I look in there, there's no one in there. I open the door, I try to open the door, and the door is locked. And ironically, the teacher who helped me in the class that I was standing right outside, I would have her class next year as my forensics teacher, so that was kind of funny how that all turned out. But it was weird. They kind of messed up my schedule on the first day. On the first day, they gave me biology, even though I had taken and passed biology freshman year. So what had happened was I very shy and very nervously was like, hey, like, I'm the new kid, like, I don't know what I'm doing. And she's like, okay, like, what's your name? And I'm like, Michael. And she's like, yeah, Michael. And I'm like, why are you here so early? Because I had mentioned to her that it was a junior. And she said, yeah, the juniors and everyone else aren't supposed to be here for another three, almost 4 hours. And in my head, I was like, oh, crap. And I, like, just decided to laugh it off and say, I'm new here. I'm sorry. I have no idea what I'm doing. And she was kind enough to take me to the main office. I was able to get my schedule fixed and everything and get the right classes. And fortunately, that happened to be one of the best things because my first class happened to be English. And so I remember sitting there in the main office for 4 hours, like, doing nothing. I was probably, like, on my phone listening to music the whole time and just laughing, letting, like, my parents know what had happened, that I had showed up so early. So that made the day very long. And so my first class was English. And as noon rolled around, I started to see the kids gain out on campus. And so I get out and I start walking to my class when I hear a familiar voice shout out.
This is what it sounded like. Michael!
Yeah,
Michael!
Yeah, that's exactly how it sounded. Yeah, I hear that and I instantly know who that is. I turn around and I see that it's Josh, and we just reconnect instantly, like old times. It was like, hey, it's like good to see like a familiar face. I was super happy. I'm like, oh, thank God. And we're like, hey, like, what's up, man? How's it been so far? And he's like, pretty good. And he's like, where are you going? I'm going to class. And he's like, oh, I am too. What do you got? English. I have English too. Who do we have? We both have the same teacher. And we're like, this is awesome. We get to our first periods together.
Just stay tuned because this story gets even crazier.
How great is this? So we get into our English class, and I'll start off by saying I think everybody has that everybody has those few teachers in their lives that, like, truly, like, impact them. And one of them happened to be my English teacher junior year. Just for privacy's sake, we'll call her Mrs. A. And she was just a really great teacher. She was very, like, filled with energy, right? Like,
yeah, very, a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. She just tried to make, like, everything fun, and she brought a lot of, like, and mind you, this is, like, our first period. So, you know, when you're going to class at, like, 8, 9 in the morning, everyone's still groggy and everything, but she was all peppy and just ready to start the day. She was very kind and, like, understanding.
She was like the coffee that we needed. Yeah. That we didn't even know.
Yeah, exactly.
We needed.
Exactly. And I don't know if I've mentioned it, but it was cool because having her and then having my film class teacher, it was perfect because my film teacher taught me how different film techniques and everything and how to format a screenplay, while my English teacher taught me how to use better word choice and strengthen my writing, which ultimately helped my script writing. And it, those two teachers kind of just combined just helped me really, like, understand everything and made me love the writing process, because up until junior year, I hated writing. It was, like, the worst thing, like, ever to me, because I thought it was so boring.
It was kind of the same story with me. Sorry to jump in, but...
Oh, go ahead.
It was just kind of the same story with me. I hated writing up even through parts of junior year until I realized that Miss Anderson was helping me to better my English and my report writing skills. For those of you who don't know, I didn't mention it, but I took this class called JTED Law and Public Safety in junior year. And pretty much it was a mini police academy. We, towards the end of the year, we started doing the report writing. But I got to jump on it with Miss Anderson, and it was just so amazing. Just how I understood how to articulate a report without sounding like a complete idiot like I used to with my writing. Because sometimes with my writing, sophomore, freshman year, I just throw words on a page and be like, oh, it's done.
So, same here.
Yeah, so I was very... Miss Anderson was one of my favorite teachers that I had, right next to Officer Fountain, my criminal justice teacher.
Yeah, it was just... And one of the neat things was...
Eat your milk dud first.
Yeah, sorry. For those of you who don't know, yeah, we got a bunch of snacks around our table, so... Yeah, and one of the unique things about her class was it was very unlike the English classes that we had had before. It was, because up until that point, our English classes were essentially each quarter or semester, you're basically reading a book, and then you're doing a bunch of work surrounding the book. And while we did read a book, I remember us reading a book, like, towards the end of the year, but we didn't really, like, do, it was, like, about, like, the Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah. I barely did that project.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't really do much, because... But the main focus on the class... In English class, I had always remembered there being a strong focus on reading. This was the first time when I had an English class where the focus was primarily writing. And building your ethos, as she said it. To essentially, for those of you who don't know, it's building your character. It's how you want to come off... in your writing, how you make people want to, like, feel, or, like, how much they trust you. And one of the unique things was we were given the choice of what to write about, and that just made it so much more freeing, because we were able to write stuff that we were passionate about. Therefore, when it's something you're passionate about, it could be in anything, given your task. If it's something that you're passionate about, you'll put a lot more time and effort, and you'll actually work harder, and you'll actually be proud of the end result. And that's mainly how it was in that class, is I was writing about stuff that I genuinely cared about, and I was happy to do it, and I wasn't dreading it and doing it last minute like I had done in the previous years. And it was just great. She was a great teacher, and one of the things that I really admired about her was that even when we didn't do particularly well on an assignment, she was still able to find the pros within our assignments. Like, While this wasn't too good, I really thought that your word choice was so good. It was just a lot of words of encouragement and inspiration. And I'm truly grateful for her. She was a great teacher. And so over the course of about, I'd say like 4-5 months, Josh and I, we continued to have a very strong relationship. It continued to strengthen. My first day, I happened to meet a staff member who was working as a monitor at the time. The monitors used to give me rides to my classes in golf carts. And
we'll call him Mr. E.
Yeah. And basically, what had happened was he started off as a monitor who also worked part-time at, I think, an appliance store.
Yeah, I think it was
a Sears. Oof. And so we met. And it was basically, like, very quiet, like, just occasional small talk. And then a few weeks later, it was just him on the golf cart. And we just got around talking. He just wanted to break the ice, like, seeing what I was up to. And it was like, so what do you do, man? Like, what do you do for fun? And I'm like, oh, I play video games and stuff like that. And he was like, oh, what do you play? And at the time, I had been really into Destiny. And he happened to be into Destiny as well. Now, I had kind of had a bit of falling off with the game, but he was still is a dedicated player. And we had bonded a little bit over video games. And it was crazy because I wasn't expecting my first new friend to be a staff member. And that happened to be it. And over the course of junior year, we started to hit it off. We both realized that we had a love for film, and as he had been a theater background, he had done some acting, and
yeah,
he had been around people who had written screenplays and everything, so that very much helped. And about October, November, he was given a full-time position at the school to work as a wellness coach. And so every lunch, it started off with me first, and then I gradually invited Josh and Caden. And what we talked about.
We haven't even introduced Caden yet. Yeah. We've been skipping over him.
Yeah, sorry. We don't mean to make Caden sound like the third wheel, but we're getting to that.
So I'm going to explain how me and Caden met right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Me and Caden, so at first, this was sophomore year-ish. I was going to a church called New Life, and Caden was the kid that stood in the back, and I sort of noticed him. I was like, that kid's a little off. I'm sorry. And then,
Me too. Apparently, well, yeah, all of our friendships started off like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Caden gradually disappeared from the youth group, and I was like, okay, this is weird. And then we met at a couple of youth events, and we talked a little bit, and I was like, you know, I like this kid. He's pretty cool. And then I found out, our families met, and we became, like our families became family friends. And
yeah,
so then after that, me and Caden went to a camp in California called Forest Home. There's a crazy story behind
where
that.
Where in California?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Like, yeah, I don't remember.
Southern.
It's in Southern California, but it's not like
around LA or anything.
Anyway, what was that? So we went to Forest Home, and we just kind of grew there. You know, Caden decided to get baptized, and his dad got to baptize him, so that was really cool. And part of the way through that, Caden was doing a really hard homeschool program called Obeka. And, oh Lord, that was just terrible, terrifying. Anyways,
I kind of want to get
finally,
into that.
We will in a second.
Okay.
Sorry
to cut you
off. Finally, Caden's parents were like, okay, no, we're done with this. We're sending him to public school. And Caden almost went to our old school, me and Michael's old school, Iron Ridge High School. And that high school is trash, so he was not going
to... There were some good people. Let us get out there.
The school was bad, and the admin was bad.
Yeah,
the district
but
was
that's not to say that everybody was bad. We did find a good group of people.
When I said school, I meant like structure. Anyways.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Well,
yeah.
I almost went to Ironwood.
but I actually just kind of toured it, and I decided to actually stay homeschooled because if I had stopped going through my curriculum, I wouldn't have gotten my diploma.
But and I kind of want to bring that up because one crazy thing is we've been through public school our whole lives, and we just finished it.
I hate it.
After, well, it's not all bad, but we'll get into that. But it's weird because we've been doing this for about 12, 13 years, and now we're done, and we're on to a new chapter in our lives. Whereas Caden, up until halfway through junior year of high school, was homeschooled. And I was just curious, Caden, like, what's that like? Because obviously, we have no idea.
Well,
up until a few months ago, when we had to kind of learn how to do it.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, homeschooling's not too different. Really, the only major difference is you stay at home, and it really depends on your parents and the curriculum that you choose.
But it's kind of hard though, because don't you have to like make your own like schedule?
Yeah, you do have to make your own schedule. I was okay with my own schedule. I kind of made it to where I woke up at 6:30 and I would finish by around 12 to 1 in the afternoon.
So real quick, actually, Michael, you kind of made a false statement. I was homeschooled, actually, for a lot of my life.
Oh, really? You never told me that. This is new information.
It was second and third grade that I was homeschooled. Fourth grade, I went to school, and I experienced public school for the first time. I asked all the kids not to cuss around me, and they did it anyways. I was a dumb kid back then. And then, what was it, fifth grade, I moved schools. I did a sort of half-homeschool program.
What about kindergarten and first grade?
Kindergarten first, I was in Sierra Vista. I was in a charter school back then. But sixth grade was sort of a half-homeschool, half-public-school thing. And then, what year was it? Seventh all the way to senior year, I did public school. So I know where Caden comes from, where it's hard to... For me, anyways, it was hard to make my own schedule because sometimes I get distracted easily. And, you know, video games. But pretty much what Caden said is true. It's just about making your own schedule and getting your work done so that you can go do whatever you want. Now, I was a stubborn kid. I hated multiplication. And I just sat there. Literally, there was one day where I just sat there for 12 hours.
That's funny, because that was the one part of math that I liked.
Well, I sat there for 12 hours pouting, not wanting to do my work. And then
I feel like we all have.
I did the same thing halfway through the day. The next day, I was just like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to do it. And I got mostly wrong answers, but hey, I finished.
Hey, you did it and you pushed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
actually, kind of funny, I was the weird kid. I was actually, like, I liked school more than usual. Funny story. So my mom actually decided to pull an all-nighter for the first time after 15 years. And she was proctoring my lesson, telling me what I needed to do. I kind of taught myself. She just told me what I needed to do and checked my work afterwards and graded, like, did tests and quizzes with me and then graded them, and I pretty much did the rest. But she decided to pull an all-nighter, and I don't know why. I think I was in sixth grade, so I was pretty young, and she literally was like, she was literally falling asleep on the table. Her eyes are like closing very slowly.
Oh, I remember this.
And then she's
okay.
Like, she's talking, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, you guys, like that. And she just fell asleep, literally sitting there at the table, her head leaning on her hands. It was funny. And for some reason, I woke her back up so I could finish my work. So...
Yeah, he's the good kid, which, I mean, it's not the worst quality. We actually admire his work ethic because he's a lot more, I'll say it, you're a lot more focused than the two of us. I mean, we have some focus, but it seems like you do a pretty fine job of, like, knowing what you have to do and just focusing, like, straightforward, like, on that.
Yeah, I will say not always,
But for the most part, compared to other kids our age, you do a pretty good job. But, yeah, and it was really crazy because, like I had mentioned before, obviously, like many people around the world, our school got canceled our last quarter of our senior year, which was very unfortunate. But at the time, we had gone to Caden asking him how he's been dealing with it, and it's kind of funny because we forgot that he had been homeschooled. So when we asked him, he was pretty much saying like, "Yeah, it's pretty much been the same. It's not any different than what I was doing for like the past like 10 years or so." Yeah. But it was pretty funny, and
yeah, except for the fact that there was less work.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much the only difference.
There was less work, and we'll ring that up. But we had met around January 2019, so it was just the beginning of second semester of junior year, and I remember Josh mentioning on some occasions that one of his new friends from church would be joining Marana and would eventually join our friend group. So I was excited to have a new person, and did we meet in class?
No, I don't think so. Cause,
or did we meet at lunch?
Yeah, we met at lunch because I had gotten there late. I believe I started at like lunchtime, pretty much.
So he had gotten to school late at lunchtime, and I remember kind of similar to how Josh described seeing Caden for the first time. Caden was kind of in the background behind Josh, very obviously shy, which I can relate to because I'm very much introverted. It's kind of funny because that's kind of how we all are. It may not come off that way on the podcast, but that's just because we are the way we are because when we're around people that we're comfortable with, we tend to be very loud.
Oh, yeah. I am probably the loudest in the group. You might not see it from the podcast or hear it, whatever sense that is. But I tend to scream. Not really scream, but more like shout. In fact,
I like to refer to ourselves as antisocial extroverts.
It's exactly what we are. And my mom even said that I should be a drill instructor because of how much I shout. Now, if you guys don't know what a drill instructor is, essentially, a drill instructor is a drill sergeant, but for the Marine Corps. And they are literally 10 times worse than the Army drill sergeants or Air Force training instructors. RDCs and the Navy are almost equal. Almost. A little almost. Anyways, that doesn't matter.
I had met Caden. Josh had introduced me. And I remember saying, like, hey, like, I was all, like, happy and energetic. And I'm just like, dude, why is this guy so quiet? And then I kept forgetting, like, oh, yeah, like, this is all new to him. And so we tried our best. I'd like to think that I tried my best. And we succeeded at taking him under our wing and kind of helping him survive the hellscape that is high school. And we eventually hit it off, and then we had discovered that Caden had the same English class as us, same period.
Yeah, and that was freaky. That was the thing I referenced earlier. Was I was like, just wait for the story to get even crazier. Yeah, Caden walked in on his first day, and I was like, hey man, how did you know I was in this classroom? Like, do you need help finding his classroom? He's like, no. This is my classroom. And I was like, wait, what?
I remember that. And I was like, oh, awesome. And then we had, how often has this happened to you guys? Being able to sit with all your friends for a long bit of time, for like almost about a month or something.
Dude, that almost never happened to me. I was so happy when all three of us were at a table.
Hadn't happened for a while. Didn't last very long. It did not last very long.
Yeah, because Miss Anderson, she caught on to our little charade. We tried to pretend we were working, but we really just talked, and she separated us quite a few times.
We pretty much tried to talk to him. He was very much a lot more
lot more focused than we were.
Yeah. Yeah, he got more work done, and then me and Michael were really just the ones that screwed around. However, he did join in a few times.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Throwing you under the bus, Caden.
I really didn't talk much until after I finished my work, though.
But I was one of the things that I admired about Caden, and I brought it up, I believe I brought it up multiple times, is just like how well he seemed to like handle, like, he, like, I thought that this was like gonna be like some sort of big adjustment, when really it seemed like by the end of junior year you had pretty much gotten it down, and you had pretty much acted like you had done this like your whole life, like you had been in public school for as long as we had. Yeah. And you've only been
thing about Caden is been he in it adapts for a fraction of the fast
time. Caden, very fast. It's crazy.
Caden's like a chameleon. He can just change his skin at any point. Holy crap, Caden's an alien.
Yeah. So over the course of junior year, we had taken Caden under our wing, like we said, and we included him in the group. And we included him as, like how I told you, with Mr. E. We would go into his office during lunch, and slowly the three of us would go in there during lunch, most if not every day. And we just sort of, like, pardon my language, we'd shoot the shit and just talk about life and just what's going on and just all that kind of stuff. We were talking about video games, we were talking about movies, and I failed to mention it before, but it was just very, and he was another good mentor to me, as he had helped me with my writing. He was always the person I would go to first for feedback on my scripts and how I could improve them or what worked and what didn't work. So it was just very nice to have another voice to kind of bounce ideas off of, too. But, so our junior year ends, and our senior year begins, and that is when we had hung out outside of school, but we really hadn't done that too much. I think over junior year, we probably only hung out outside of school like 2-3 times. And then it wasn't until literally the first weekend of senior year that we had hung out at Caden's house. As a matter of fact, this is where we are recording the episode right now, at Caden's house. And it would just go on like this for most of the year, and it would just be us coming over and once again just talking and playing video games and just enjoying life. And it was very good, and it still is very good. It's very fun, and I always look forward to hanging out with these two all the time. I feel like I'm at my best when I'm with them, because
I feel comfortable when I'm with you guys, because some of my other friends, I'm just like, I'm surface level with them, but with these guys, I can open up and, let the dragon out for a little bit.
Yeah.
So to say. But yeah, I agree with Michael.
Yeah, I agree too. And, I forgot. I'll mention it later. You can go ahead.
Alright, but yeah, it really blossomed, and I had best friends before, but for this was like the first like genuine time where these two like really felt like family to me. Like, we pretty much were brothers. We had the same exact interests, and we have such a deep connection, and we're so protective over one another, and we're always looking out for each other, and it's one of the best things that you could hope to have in a friendship. And hopefully, you guys can find that eventually in life. I mean, we were fortunate enough to find each other at, like, 16, 17, like, such crucial ages in life. And I'm truly grateful. I'm always grateful. One of the best things I got. But anyway, around junior, senior year, like I said, was when my interest in film started to really take off. My idea of a Friday night was pretty simple. Well, it was pretty nerdy, but to me it was pretty fun. I'd just go into my family's DVD cabinet, endless selection of DVDs and all these classic movies, and much like how I mentioned before with my grandparents, I would just pick out titles that interest me, and it was very fun. I still remember I started doing this senior year, and I've done it all year up until now. I think the first movie that I watched on the weekend, I remember I was very excited. It was Friday. We had just finished our first week of school, and mind you, Arizona starts school in August. I don't know why, but apparently that's
literally
just the way it goes.
Senior year started on my birthday, and I hated every second of it. It was the worst birthday ever until I got home, and me and my family went to Native.
Oh, well, I thought we kind of made it better, but all right.
No. You guys did. I'm just saying, like, otherwise, it sucked. Because, you know, so, who wants to go to school on the first day, or no, who wants to go to the first day of school on a birthday? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was terrible.
But then again, I feel like it was kind of a good day, and it's crazy to think that that was our first, or our last first day of school.
Yeah, that was
I mean,
sad.
You and I are going to college, but, like...
Ha, 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 that's a joke. To me, anyways, I'm not saying that you guys aren't smart. I'm saying, you are smart. I'm just saying... College is a joke to me.
And that's another thing about us that we really like is that we are able to take jokes. And
are we really? I'm just kidding.
I'd like to think we are. I mean, we're not sensitive around each other. We just tell it like it is, and we just bust each other's backs. And
yeah, that
we,
is true.
We have fun. And
I don't really do much of that. I'm not good at telling
he is when he wants to be.
Yes, yeah. I am when I want to be.
He is when he wants
to
be.
When he's serious in a mode like this, like, jokes are impossible for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very weird.
Even though Star Wars is better.
Shut up, man.
You know it.
Yeah. I'm almost, like, bipolar, but I'm not. It's kind of weird. Not in
it's
a bad way.
It's not a mental condition for him. It's a choice.
Yeah, it's like I can choose what, like, state I want to be in.
That was another thing about this episode. We were so excited because we knew we were going to go off topic, but I love this because I'm actually able to have people to bounce ideas off of, and it's not how it's been these past 14 episodes where I'm just talking to myself and I'm rambling on and I can't really get a clear thought out. But here I feel like this is shaping up to be the best one that we've done.
The council has met.
Anyway, as I was saying, again... School in Arizona, it starts in August. So, and as most people know, I'd hope you know, Arizona is hot as hell. And we are literally going to school when it's still 110, 115 degrees out.
Y'all think that back east is hell on earth? Try an Arizona dry heat. That
I mean,
that
it could be worse. We don't have to experience humidity or as bad humidity.
On 108 degrees in a dry heat every day for... a couple months, like, you gotta think that sucks.
Well, I mean, dry heat is
but
kind of,
but hey, we're adapted to the heat and not to the cold, so I mean,
yeah, well, I like
yeah, that is the thing. Back east has like these insane winters, and I'm kind of glad that I don't live in that.
We have better chances of surviving in a heat desert environment, but anyway, I remember. Sitting out in the parking lot, Caden and I were waiting for Josh to pick us up because we were going to go hang out after school, and we were very excited. I remember I was sweating so much because we were sitting in a hot parking lot.
Is this where I think it's leading to?
Oh, wait, didn't we go to watch a movie?
No, we did.
Oh, that's not
the story.
Was that
no.
when we went to Panda?
We went to Panda, and then that's when we...
Oh,
that's
this
when
is
I'm,
the story
that,
I'm thinking
that,
of.
That's what I'm bringing up when we first started doing, like, how I said, how we'd talk at his house and play video games and stuff.
So, this story, though, can
super,
I tell it?
Super hot. I feel like my shoes are about to melt into the asphalt. Josh comes picking us up in his parents'... It's
my
a truck.
Red F-150 that's jacked up, and I hate it so much.
It has more room than your truck.
It has more room. Yeah, my normal truck is like a 95 Ford Ranger, and it's only got three seats, and one of them doesn't even work. So
it's not even three seats.
It's not even three seats. It's like two and a half. But anyways, the only reason I don't like my dad's truck is because it's so jacked up, and it's hard to drive, especially when it's hard to park. When you're trying to find a parking space in a crowded parking lot, you know, it's like trying to park a tank in a motorcycle parking spot.
That's one analogy. But I remember we finally get picked up, we're sweating, but instantly we're having so much fun.
Yeah.
And we went to Panda Express, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the funny things that had happened was...
Wait, I want to tell the story.
Let me say. Okay, I'll let you say what happened. So, mind you, I had never really hung out with a drop. Well, I had hung out with him, but I had never been in a car with him. So I've never seen him drive. So we're driving, and everything's going well, and we go to pull into Panda Express, and I'm sort of dozing off, and I wake up, and I'm like, you know what, Josh? I really haven't told you like how much of a good driver you are. Right as said that.
So what's funny is right as he said that, I was like, oh crap! I actually do have to make this turn, and you hear Michael or not Michael? Frick! It's like Josh. You're actually a boom. Yeah. What would happen?
He swerves really quick.
Yeah, I swerved because I had I was like, crap! I have to take this turn, but I'm going a little too fast. And so I took the turn. Michael's head slammed into the door. And you just hear...
And, like, mind you, I have a very huge head. So, you hear it. So, it's like, I hit the door, and I'm just like, ow. And I regret saying that, but we were laughing for, like, a solid 10 minutes. Like, we were so sorry.
I was like, oh, my God, Michael, do you have Dane Bramage?
Yeah, Dane Bramage, that's what we said.
That's an inside joke now. You guys are keen to an inside joke. Have fun with that.
That's what we've said. And then it was really fun because I remember we went to the gas station afterwards because you need to put gas in the car. And I remember Caden and I were being immature. I don't remember what we were talking about.
I think we were kind of joking around.
But Josh very much, like an old man, told us to... be serious and act like adults. Stop not knowing that he had put his hands on, I don't know what he put his hands on, but
it was the black lining around my window. It comes off somehow, and like my hands were black.
His hands were black.
So were your
not knowing that. So he tells us to be serious. We look as he lifts his hands, and he doesn't know this yet, but the back of his hands are just all black, and we try to mention it, but he's like, just shut up and be quiet, I'm gonna go get gas. He walks over, and he slaps his hands on his, like, tan, or, like, tannish, like, white pants.
His khakis,
and he's just got these, like, giant, like, black stains all along his pants, and me and Caden are trying to hold it together, but we can't, because we're just laughing, and he comes back, and he's like, what are you guys laughing about? And I said, like, some sort of sarcastic joke, I can't remember what I said, but you looked, and you're like, what the F? And it was, like, so funny, but anyway.
I was like, wait, what? What happened to my legs?
But anyway, after that, we went to Caden's house, and this was the first time I had gone to Caden's house, and I remember... It was. Yeah. Well, for me, it was. But after that, Josh had brought some Xbox 360, and that was when we first started, like, doing this and making this a regular thing, and I remember we played Modern Warfare 3, and we were doing three-player split screen, and we were having fun, just messing around with each other.
By the way, terminal. One in the chamber with rocket launchers is fun.
You guys need to try. Super fun if you guys haven't played any of the Modern Warfare.
What was another one? One in the chamber with javelins.
Javelins. For those of you who never played, the javelin is basically where you have to. It's a giant rocket launcher, and you gotta look into the thing and wait for it to lock onto something, which takes forever. And mind you, you're trying to hit a moving target, so that makes it even harder.
The one saving grace about the javelin is that it's pretty much a smaller version of the Predator missile, and it freaking literally has a huge area of effect if you hit someone out in the open. Now, if you hit someone as they're going into a building, you're probably not going to get that hit because of the walls and the roof and stuff. Like, there's a chance that the missile is going to hit the roof rather than landing literally right on top of them like you want it. It's very challenging, but it's fun and, like, so satisfying when you get a kill with it.
It's very fun. So we do stuff like that, one in the chamber, free-for-all, gun game. All that kind of stuff. So it's very fun.
All the good modes, you know, not the sweaty try hard. Oh, team deathmatch.
But I like team deathmatch. But
Team Deathmatch is okay when you're playing online, but...
Yeah, I do that, but, yeah.
When there's three people, it's more... And you're, like, best friends. It's more fun to just play the party modes.
Yeah, very, very much. But anyway, so we do that thing. We have a ton of fun. Josh takes me home. I remember I was super pissed because I had homework on my first weekend.
All that, and I gave him brain damage.
Yeah, that... Well, no, I wasn't mad about that, but, I remember going home, and I remember doing homework. I remember it was like writing a story. Like, my teacher told us, like, our lesson was, like, there are only two types of stories that have been told in the history of the world. And it was either a stranger comes to town, or it was something like that. But I decided to take this time and... make this assignment the best I could, so I decided to do a short little story about a Western. And it was about an aging... It's kind of a story as old as time, or as old, like, pretty much a story you'd hear in any Western, but it was essentially about an aging gunfighter who very much most of his life has kind of been a drifter and a loner, and he really never had a family. So kind of the last moments of his life, he's just roaming in the desert on his horse... no family, no real purpose, and it kind of just ends with him dying out in the desert, just like how his journey began when he ran away from home. There, I went a lot more in depth in it, and the hard part was I had to make it school appropriate, so I couldn't, like, mention, like, some of the stuff that he did with, like, the gang he was brought into and stuff like that. I had to keep it down with, like, shootings and stuff, but other than that, yeah, I had to keep it PG, which... It was very hard, but I still had fun doing it, and I remember I got an A on the assignment, and my teacher started to take interest and stuff like that. And but afterwards, like I said, I would watch movies, and I still remember the first movie I watched that weekend. I believe I watched Jaws. Now, I had seen Jaws before when I was very little, but obviously I didn't remember it, and it's so funny that I find that... I found that movie to be scary. I mean, I still kind of do. And not in the sense, like, the movie is scary that I won't watch it. It's that it scared me enough to make me not want to swim in the ocean. I still don't want to swim in the ocean. And I know I'm not alone, as that movie probably did it for a lot of people. But nowadays it's like, oh my god, the shark looks fake. Or it doesn't even look too fake. But I remember I watched Jaws, and I remember I really enjoyed it. I was... Those of you guys who don't know, George Lucas and Steven Spielberg are one of my favorite filmmakers, as they are for a lot of people. And I remember watching Jaws, and I remember being very excited. And as you guys know, I had been trying to get this film thing off the ground for a while, and it wasn't until about, like, senior year that I eventually started to kick it in the gear, and I actually wanted to be known as around school as the filmmaker. And the future director, what have you. And so for the longest time, it was us just hanging out and, you know, just playing video games and stuff. And we very much had a lot of fun. And so, yeah, very much over the course of senior year, I would continue to do my script writing, and it wouldn't be until about late January or early February that I was finally able to film my very first project with the help of Josh and Caden. And it was a very fun and educational experience, as I got to learn how to deal with actors, and
especially terrible actors like me.
Well, no, that's the funny thing though. Here, I'll get to that. But
I mean, we didn't really prepare either. We didn't try to memorize the lines.
It was a very run of the mill thing. I had one of my biggest problems. People are gonna think I'm stupid for not thinking of this before, but I would very much announce the release dates before I had even done anything, which is a terrible strategy. You shouldn't announce for any one of you guys who are trying to make videos or do something, don't announce
when your project's gonna be out until you're editing the thing. That's like the best thing you can do. Don't be like me and be stupid and announce some sort of release date when you haven't even done anything past the writing.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I know. I learned. I told them. But anyways, so our release date was very fast approaching. We had read the script a little bit, but we hadn't gone in depth, and we hadn't, as they said, we didn't really have much time to prepare. And as you guys know, we did the Twilight Zone fan series, which is kind of at a standstill right now because we have yet to release episode 2. I've yet to finish the script for episode 2 because it was funny because I was jumping back and forth writing all these different scripts. And so I have no idea when we're going to work on that. That's kind of up in the air, but that's for another time. And anyway, so my release date was, I believe, a Saturday or something like that, and this was literally a couple days before we had gone over to Caden's house to shoot the whole thing, and it was very much, we kind of felt bad for Josh, because Josh had completely forgotten that we were filming that day, so he had shown up all tired and worn out, because he had just worked out before, so.
Yeah, I had major back pain, too.
He had major back pain.
It was hard for me to move around in the whole thing, and Michael was like, "Oh, I promise it's not going to be that bad. There's not going to be that much of you moving around." You liar.
What do you mean I lied? The most of the episode is you sitting in a room.
I had to fight Caden in the end.
At the very end.
Yeah.
And you said, "I'm not going to lay down." Every time we were ready, you laid down. And it took another, like, 5-10 minutes for him to get up and get in the position.
Yeah, that was also my fault. Sorry.
And then, but the cool thing about it was that most of the actors would probably be stubborn about all that and about picking out their mistakes, but they were actually really mature and responsible, and they handled it, and they were able, they knew what they had done and what they could have improved on, and I very much sympathize with them, and I respected that they were able to see their flaws. Josh said that he could have done a little better, even though I thought he performed very well on camera as shooting went on. He was really able to loosen up, and I'll get to this in a little bit, but he's actually been able to do that a lot on camera, and it's been pretty amazing.
You guys got to realize something about me, as I'm very overcritical about myself. I analyze everything I do with a very, very close, like magnifying glass, and when I don't meet a certain standard, I kind of get down on myself, or I overanalyze, well, what could I have done better in that situation? It's not just with acting or being on camera, it's with everything, like everything. My behavior, how I talk to people, how I text, that's one of my biggest problems lately, actually, is learning how to text, because you ask Michael, you ask Caden, they're going to tell you I'm a boomer, and that's true. I am a huge boomer. So,
mind you, we don't really say that because we...
Yes, you do.
No, I mean, we say that to you as a joke, but, yeah, like, we don't use that in our everyday vocabulary.
They use it as a joke, I just but little do they know that it's actually true.
Well, I mean, like, we don't use that when we refer to actual baby boomers.
Well, yeah.
I just think it sounds stupid and it comes off as disrespectful, but... anyway, yeah, and Caden said that he sounded like a robot.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Which, I mean, it's not...
Caden?
No, we're talking about me. Like, when I was doing lines, I kind of sounded like a robot.
I mean, you sort of did.
And, mind you, a lot of the lines were ad-libs, mainly by Josh.
Oh, heck yeah, that was the fun part.
Well, I mean, that was fun, but...
Breaking the script is fun. It's always fun.
Well... Yes, but when it's right, it was kind of bad for this reason, because the story and the subject matter was very serious, and we kind of diverted, like, from some of, like, the key points, or, like, some of the critical lines weren't delivered as I intended, as probably about a quarter of my original dialogue in the script was probably used, and the rest was ad-libbed, which it shouldn't be like that. The
at least in my opinion, like that, it should be like 75 to like 25, or like even a little bit less than that, but I don't know. Again, we're still learning, and I mean, what could you really expect? The main thing that I really had to work on, and what I have been working on, is that not everything is going to be 100% what you had pictured it to be in your head, and especially as your first film. And the more that I kept telling myself that during the shoot, the more I was able to calm down and actually have fun with it and actually enjoy it and say, like, hey, I finally was able to do something. I shot something. I edited it. I released it. It was good. And as of right now, it's sitting at about, like, 85 or 86 views, which may not sound like a lot, but for a YouTube channel that got very little shout-outs or nothing, and it's just starting out, that's more views than any of my first videos got when I tried to start two gaming channels, and they both failed. But with this one, I was able to see sort of a future, because within that first video, I received about 70 to 80 views within the first 3 weeks, and a subscriber growth of 2 to 16 within that 3 week period. Now, since then, we haven't really seen too much growth, but I feel like there is a lot of potential, and I'm looking at the analytics, and I do feel like I can grow this channel if I work hard enough and I put the time and the effort in. So it's only a matter of me working on new projects and continuing to expand my mind and my thought process and being able to come up with new and innovative stories to tell people. As I've mentioned it before, it's very hard to, or a lot of people think it's too hard, at least Hollywood does, because it seems like a lot of, most if not all films nowadays are just remakes and reboots, if not sequels to already successful franchises. So that's been the tough part, is trying to be innovative and new while also bowing down to what's come before. But it's been pretty fun. I remember going to school the next day, telling Mr. E all about it, and he was very excited, and it was nothing but praise. And we had a lot of fun doing it. And now it's been great, because now that I got all this new equipment, we're finally able to do a podcast together sitting all in one room, which I thought would take eternity. But we're here right now, and it's going to be one of the longest episodes, if not the longest, because I can already tell that this episode is clocking in definitely over an hour. And basically, that's pretty much our friendship story. I mean, other than that, there's not much else to tell. And stick around, and we're going to talk about 2020 and what we hope for the future and what to do with our careers. So, as we mentioned before, we are kind of, I don't know, would you call it the infamous class of 2020?
I don't know. Probably not.
We say that because we didn't get the traditional high school graduation. I mean, we literally cannot stress this enough that our graduation ceremony was literally 2 minutes, because what they did was they would only allow one student at a time, and they went through alphabetical order, and we were supposed to come at the school at these selected times. And basically what you do is, it was very rushed. You go to the school, you walk across the stage, you get your diploma, you shake the principal's hand, you go, you get your picture taken, and then boom, you're done, all within the span of 2 minutes. Which all graduations should be like that. Which, while I'm a little bummed out we didn't get the traditional one that we wanted, it definitely beats sitting out in 100 degree weather in a cap and gown, just sweating like crazy. But
yeah, for hours.
Yeah, for hours on end, while they just mention names over and over again. But I mean, other than that, it's been kind of weird, because it has, at least for me, I don't know how it's been for you guys, but it hasn't really like hit me yet that, oh, I've like graduated. After this, it's just life, and I don't know. How about you, Caden? Has this like hit you that like we've like passed like this huge milestone?
I don't know. I feel like I was kind of already in the mindset of I'm done with high school pretty much as soon as this whole thing started. I was kind of already ready, kind of, not really. But I don't know, it didn't really hit me as hard because I already kind of knew. And I've already got all like the college stuff set up. I've got my plan. I'm just signing up for classes and then I'm going off to college pretty much in the summer, like now.
I don't think it'll really hit us until we like start college. So, like for me, I don't really think it'll hit until about August when the traditional stuff that I would do. I'll still probably do it with my like parents as well as my siblings because they're still going to school and everything, so I'll still partake in their activities. It's just gonna be weird that mine are gonna be a little different. But I'm very excited for college and to see what that entails. But to go back to what we were saying, we pretty much felt like we were done when all this quarantine started, because yes, we were doing school online, but what the principal had told us was that our grades, because it was so crazy, this coincided with our spring break. So initially, our spring break was in March. And basically when all this started, school was only supposed to be shut down for one extra week. So our spring break was extended from 1 week to 2 weeks. And then it got extended to mid-April before eventually being canceled for the rest of the year. And when that had happened, our principal had released a video that our third quarter grades would carry over to fourth quarter and into next semester, but our grades could not go down, which means they could not be lower or go any lower than what our grades were
for the third quarter.
They could only go up. And for me, as well as Caden, we looked at our grades. Caden, you almost had straight A's.
Right? Yeah, just my math, but it was just because my teacher
messed up
a test and all that, so.
But yeah, but we all had A's and B's. So essentially, there was no reason because our grades couldn't go down. We had basically passed, we had finished. Now, our teachers had offered, like, we could still, like, do the work if we just want to learn the skill. Caden did some of it. I'll give him that. You still did some of your work.
I mean, I pretty much did all of it. There was a few things that I skipped out on because I just didn't feel like it.
If we just wanted the extra credit, which was nice, but at the same time, like, when you get, like, all the... Mind you, they were giving us tons of assignments. Like, I was getting a week's worth of assignments, but for each class.
Yeah, for a day.
Yeah, for a day.
Like, they give you work to do that you would do in a week in one day.
And it was a tough thing to explain to my parents as I tried to explain them the situation, like what I just mentioned about how my grade couldn't go down. It could only go up, but my grades were already at exactly where I wanted them to be, and I had already basically passed, and now it's just a matter of waiting till May to go get my diploma. And it was funny because they had told me to do my work and stuff and like talk to my teachers, and I did. I had emailed all my teachers, and they essentially told me that if I was satisfied with my grade, then I could just let it be, and if I wanted to improve it in any way or just learn the skill, then go ahead and do the work. But I looked at all my grades, I had all A's and B's, and I was pretty much good to go. So it was just a matter of just sitting around and not really doing much, which I look back and maybe I could have done some stuff to help strangle my mind, but for the most part, like, it didn't affect me too negatively. But anyway, so we both graduated on the 20th of May, and Josh graduated the day after, and then after that we all had our graduation parties and everything. Mine had a little bit of an accident, but
I'll mention that story for another time, as we are this is going to be a very long episode, so I don't want to stretch it out too much. But anyways, we hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Young Hollywood Podcast. I very much enjoyed it. I hope all of you guys had fun.
Yeah, I had fun. I enjoyed being on it. Thanks for inviting me, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome. We cannot speak for Josh right now because as of right now, he's literally passed out on the floor.
Yes, it is currently 1:30 in the morning, so we're all very tired.
We are all very exhausted, but we very much had fun doing this. We'll probably make an extra little addition just so Josh can get his closing thoughts out. But for right now, I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode, and be sure to share it with a friend. And thank you so much for listening. Remember, you can listen to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or check it out on my YouTube channel, AgFilmsLTD, on YouTube. And thank you so much for listening. And as always, have a great day. Thank you.